This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I used to work with Ryan Recker over on the other side of the building, and thinking about him in a woman's robe is not an image that I'm comfortable with here this afternoon. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
That's fair.
Hey, Governor Kehoe coming up after the top of the hour. Sue, if we take you back to Friday's broadcast when Frank Cusimano joined us, I'm pretty damn sure that he telegraphed this whole matchup between Mizzou and Drake. I mean, you basically called it on Friday, Frank. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that, but boy, it makes for a really fun Thursday night 6:30 matchup, because it's two teams that are completely opposite. One wants to play slow, one wants to play fast. You know, one team has seven guys from the state, but they went to Northwest Missouri State. And then you have this, you know, this team put together portal-wise with all these McDonald's All-Americans with Mizzou. I can't think of a more contrasting styles for both teams.
So I made my prediction. I went on the record with my prediction. This will not be mentioned again on Friday if the prediction is not correct. You know that. You know how that works, right? So yeah. I say this. The Tigers by double digits. F this upset talk. They're in the upper echelon of the SEC, and this team is in the MVC. So there you go. That's my prediction. I'm holding firm.
Yeah, and I'm with you there, and I do love the Drake story. I did one of their games on radio. I think they're special, but here's the thing. If Mark Mitchell is healthy, which I think he will be, Drake has never seen an athlete that's 6'9", that runs like him, that gets to the rim like him. And their biggest strength, this Bennett Sturts, well, he's going to be guarded by a first-team all-SEC defender, Anthony Robinson. And when Robinson gets a little bit tired, then you're going to throw Tony Perkins, who's 23 and a former all-Big Ten performer from Iowa. So if you stop Sturts, you win the game, and I think they can do that.
This is what I like to hear, Frank Cusimano. I love that. That's excellent. And by the way, let's talk a little bit, because you have great representation. Illinois, I think, stayed strong as a sixth seed. SIU Edwardsville is a great story moving into the weekend as well.
Yes, and I had Coach Baroni on earlier today, and it is a great story. You know, he took the job 6 years ago. It was going nowhere. They had like a streak of like 12 losing seasons in 14 years, and Baroni turned it around. He's got this special player mark. It's a great story. Rayshon Taylor, he's had three ACLs, and Coach Baroni had to tell him each time. It was one of the most painful things he ever had to endure, and this kid just said, I'm coming back. And he was the player of the year in the OVC and the best player in the history of SIU Edwardsville. So really rooting for them, although it's a tall task facing the number one seed Houston.
All right, let's talk a little Blues hockey. They had a pretty good weekend and are back on track when it comes to the potential playoffs.
Yeah, moneypuck.com, I'm sure it's a website you subscribe to and always go to, now has their chances at 37%. And, you know, I'd say like a month ago it was like 6%. So they are actually tied for the final playoff spot as we speak, although they played one more game than Vancouver. But none of this matters. What matters is they are playing their best hockey of the year. I mean, even when they lose, they outplay the opponent, and maybe it's the goaltender not having a great day. But I just love the way they're playing. It was Braden Schenn last night. They celebrated a Braden Schenn night last night. They celebrated his 1,000 games in the league. And what does he do 40 seconds in? he scores a goal, and then a little bit later he gets in a fight. It was just a great night of hockey.
Well, I guess we got to start talking a little bit more about baseball because we're getting pretty close here to the real thing, about a week and 3 days, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and I love this. When a pitcher gets rocked in the spring while he's just working on something, and then if he pitches well, I'm ready. Like, I'd like to have Sonny Gray have one good outing. His ERA is 14, and he's given up six home runs in 9 2/3 innings already. He hasn't pitched well at all. But the good news is today, Eric Fetty went 5 scoreless and looked good. But the story of spring training 2025 is the emergence of Victor Scott. If this can continue into the regular season, then the Cardinals have their center fielder for the next maybe 10 years. He had a home run today, he's hitting .371, and he's one of the best defensive center fielders in the game.
So do we think he's going to start over Ciani at this point?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah, okay. I thought I had read in the other direction, so I was misinformed on that. That's awesome. That's some optimism, right?
Yeah. Oh, and there's something there's every characteristic this guy has, being humble, being dynamic, being so fast. He's just an unbelievable kid. St. Louis could fall in love with him like they once fell in love with Vince Coleman.
I love it. Thank you, Frank. That's encouraging. We'll talk on Friday afternoon from our fish fry. We're going to Assumption Paris on Mattis Road in South County. We'll talk to you then, hopefully after some good NCAA news and Blues news as well. We'll talk then.
I'll be in Wichita reporting after a Mizzou victory.
Oh,
hopefully.
That's awesome. You are heading over to Wichita. That's great news.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Thank you, Frank.
Alrighty, take care.
That's great. We'll hook up with my friend Chris Trevino, who's on the Tigers broadcast crew, Ethan, probably tomorrow, right? We're trying to get a hold of one of the guys from Drake,
who is on the
radio side there.
Trying to connect with someone over there, and then we got something in the works with Joe Pop from SIUE as well.
We're going to talk a lot of hoops this week as we head into the NCAA tournament. I'm kind of bummed, like, there's nothing on tonight. Is there an NIT? When does that start?
Tonight, let's see.
Because tomorrow
it's
the
Monday.
Play-in games.
So the play-in games start tomorrow. I don't believe the NIT is underway yet. I think tonight is just – tonight's calm before the storm.
I don't like that. I like action.
You'll survive
like
one night. You will
action.
Be okay for one night.
I will say, though, and we talked about this earlier, the way that they do these playing games, they have been – some of those have been really exciting mm-hmm. over the years. So tomorrow night, Wednesday night, could really be a lot of fun heading into the weekend. Governor Kehoe is on deck.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.